Actually, can we go from the top again? I didn't like how I started it anyway.
Sure. Yeah, it was terrible.
Yeah.
All silliness aside, we're serious.
This is serious business.
Super serial.
Okay, Joyce.
Okay.
Whenever you're ready, let's do this.
Start from the top.
I do. Thank you.
Fucking nailed it.
I practiced all day.
I like brought a tear to my eyes.
That was my big line. I worked hard.
Do we continue?
Yes.
Okay, sorry. Okay. All right.
Many people auditioned to be an actor in Universe 25, and these are the ones that got chosen. We only had auditions for the roles of Ares, Nicholas, Leona, and the Professor, Irmgard, and Joyce. This helped determine voices and characters. Some of the audio will give you clues as to where we auditioned. Some were in a rented facility, some were in my home, aka the studio, and the one Danny did was entirely done on his own, since health issues did not permit him to audition in person. You'll notice one voice opposite a bunch of the auditions, and that was the wonderful Chad Bell. You may have heard his name in the closings of the episodes. He was super helpful, allowing me to focus on the vocal talents, and not so much on having to act myself. Here are a few of them, starting with Sherry Keller, who ultimately got cast as Adeline.
I have my doubts in that, too. You would stop at nothing to take power whenever you can. What about the other prospective governor who conveniently went mad while you got promoted to governorship?
I think this discussion is over.
I think it's far from over.
We are having a conference tonight, and I would like you to lead the meeting as sovereign right.
Not in another 1,000 years.
They'll listen to you. We can't afford to lose the rest of prosperity to protests.
I agree with that much.
Finally, we find some common ground.
Yes, but I would never be your patsy.
I will not indulge in that argument either. Ares, we need to have unity once again in the Chiesa. And a christening of someone with experience is necessary to make that happen.
Just whenever you're ready.
Okay.
Then I'm going to look at waveforms and listen to you.
Sounds good. Before we continue, I would like to make sure I'm addressing you correctly. How do you like to be addressed?
I'm glad you asked, Helen. Thank you.
Formerly, I was simply known as Ares. I am now known to the Chiesa as Sovereign Right. How are you this afternoon?
He has incredibly selective hearing.
Huh? I'm sorry.
I was just gonna roll with it.
Oh my god, I'm sorry. You're just getting levels for her. Yes. Okay, I'm gonna
sounded great though.
I'm gonna be in my idiot box.
And now I understand why the curtain's there.
Yes.
I see it now.
Yeah.
Okay. Quick fun fact, the full script was 155 pages long.
Give me your first couple sentences. First couple sentences, Maximilian, from Joyce. Not from... Okay, I'm just letting you know so you don't...
Oh, okay.
It's so funny.
Because of what? A failed attempt at resurrecting outdated family units? God damn it. I know, it was right there. It was right there. No, I got it. I got it. It was like,
it's all right, Destiny, it's okay.
All right, happening. All right.
Start at a failed attempt.
Yeah.
Next, we had Jadon Cummings, who got cast as Raymond.
Ares, I hope Colin knew where you're leaving, but did you... Are the governor right?
I did it. I had my best friend killed for the Kiza. I never wanted to be the first father. I never wanted to be in charge. I only ever wanted to live in my flat. It was quiet. I wanted everyone to know the truth about Calhoun. I never wanted this.
No, Ares, what have we done?
I don't know. I love Nicholas. I love Leona. I killed them both.
I love reading his notes. He writes so many.
So
I didn't think that there's enough time, but okay.
What brings you around this way, former Honorable Erngar? Oh my god, you're giving me this fucking tongue twisters. Okay. What brings you around this way, former Honorable Ermgard? I said honorable.
Sorry.
No, that's me. That's me. Okay, sorry. This is it. All right.
If they look at the history... All right.
Beth Norris, who got cast as the Doctor.
I need you to weigh options and let me know exactly what you're thinking and why.
Of course.
I would like to bring this all into some perspective so we're on the same page and you know precisely what to expect.
If I may.
Sure.
There are about 700,000 followers in the Kaiza. You lead the 700,000 members, and they seem to eat every word you feed them. They abandoned their livelihoods to follow a truth, and some were forcefully removed from their homes. You don't want to make sweeping proclamations without fully understanding every possible positive and adverse reaction. You were the right hand to the late First Father, advising even in the most difficult times, being often ignored. You took on the role as the bad guy to First Father when you two disagreed. Am I on the right path?
I couldn't have summarized the role any better myself. Obviously, there's plenty of nuance to it, but for summary, I think you hit the nail on the head.
I have measured every step you've taken, and the First Father, founders keep him. I know I had a prominent position among the governors as Calhoun auditor. I know I had left my future for governorship when I joined the Kaiza, but there were so many unanswered questions that Calhoun simply left unanswered for me. I found truth and happiness in the Kaiza. That's why I'm here. I'm sorry. I know you weren't wanting me to ramble on about my dreams and...
No, I have nowhere to be. I'm just now realizing I never bothered to ask what your passions are, or how the kids fit into your plans. Please, tell me anything and everything that pops into your head.
Thank you, First Father.
No, what did I say? Ares.
Of course. Thank you. I grew up always knowing there was something not quite right. I knew I had to grow up to be someone special so I could figure it out, and then hopefully other little girls would grow up knowing what I didn't. I got accepted to university and found a particular passion for leadership. Okay.
If I may, First Father, I'm curious as to why the former Honorable
It is a...
Can you caught me doing it?
Sorry.
It's cool, I can do it. I can do it. Okay.
But who's threat? Oh God, what?
You want me to get?
Oh my God, no, that wasn't you. I was looking at the wrong line. My bad.
You're good. You want me to do that line again for you?
You got hers out, right?
I got it.
Okay, cool. I'll just go for mine.
Up next, Shannon McCurley, who embodied the voice of Helen.
Please? You're going to grovel now? Is this from the MA? 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 From the MA? I'm just going to start with that line again. Please? You're going to grovel now? Is this from the MA? Did they tell you to marry me?
How? What you're talking about.
I'm not an idiot, Nicholas. And then how's it? Chiesa?
Sorry, okay. Chiesa, yes.
Okay. I'm not an idiot, Nicholas. I believe in the Chiesa. I believe you gave hope, despite everything the Chiesa has gone through in recent months. I think it is a good thing, but I'm losing faith in the Chiesa's leader.
The Chiesa is nothing without its leader.
So you say. I think it would be best if I take my leave. Talking to you has helped no one, except to clarify some things.
What do you mean, take and leave?
I won't be one of your girlfriends anymore. There are plenty of women who would be more than happy to take the position as the First Father's slave girl.
I don't think you understand. If you leave, so does your child.
I never gave a shit about being called the Duchess. It means nothing. If you want to publicize our breakup, be my guest. I sure as fuck won't tell anyone. Goodbye, Nicholas.
Tell them we can discuss it inside the gates. Open them.
Damn it, I'm sorry. Jump in the line, I'm sorry.
Petition on it.
I'm not punished.
Yeah, I believe that.
Okay, I'm going to go back from you've been waiting, or you've been wanting. Okay.
Another quick fun fact. The entire series from front to end was 3 hours and 49 minutes.
Which is nice, I like it.
I don't know if that was intentional or not, but like...
What's foreshadowing?
Oh, he was just thought, he found it funny that I was the one that got a title first.
Oh. Yeah.
There's plenty of little foreshadowing bits in here. Yeah. It's like, oh, did you? He stopped taking his dailies. Delusions. Oopsies.
And I'm sure John, every time we bring up those moments, is going to be like, yeah.
I fucking wrote.
That's it. Totally. Yeah.
Is of the impression of an intimate. Fuck. Sorry.
You said a
swear. I did. I got a mouthful there for a second. Take two. Okay.
Now we have Adam Arthur, who became the character of Governor Delaney, as well as a guard.
I'm ready.
Okay. I really do appreciate you making time to see me whenever I call on you.
Of course. I'd like to think you and I have grown quite close over these last few years.
For sure.
Listen, and I mean this to my very core. You are a very influential person in today's society. Influential like nobody but the few of you in the Chisea have had in centuries.
I know.
I'm not so certain you do. People trust you. I would hate to see influence like that either squandered or used to gain what you shouldn't have. Your friend Nicholas has become so engulfed by power that I'm not so sure he's capable of humility anymore.
I don't think he ever was.
That's partially my point. You're a smart man, Ares. You truly are. Nicholas is too, but you haven't given me the impression that you care too much for power.
I don't.
And that's good. Keep it that way. Power becomes like a cancer that eats you from the inside out. Once you have it, it spreads. And eventually it grows and grows. Eventually it kills you. Try to convince Nicholas of the same. He has shown a disdain for me. And I think it's at the hands of Governor Imgard that he's been poisoned against me.
She doesn't care too much for you.
Nor I for her.
Your followers trusted you. And left all inhibitions aside. And then got to the... No, I'm going to say that again.
That's so bizarre.
Sorry, what?
Having you go from, like, this really emotional, like, voice to, like... Oh, sorry, I'll just...
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm going
to
take that.
This is why I have you guys bouncing off each other as opposed to just you recording your lines and you recording your lines.
Yeah, it's not the same.
It helps a lot.
Yeah.
It really does.
I'm going to go from the top of that paragraph. System hacked so they could test my... Oh my God, sorry.
That sake really kicking in.
Stop that. I shouldn't have said anything. Okay. All right.
You're just about to hear Rachel Adams, who made Joyce her own.
Oh, go ahead. Yeah, do it. Go ahead.
Justice Joyce, thank you for agreeing to see me.
For you, First Father, anything.
I was hoping I could count on you.
To what do I owe the honor?
Oh, wow, look at you adapting. That's amazing. I do appreciate your jumping straight to the point, so I'll just be just as direct. I need an advisor, and I was hoping I could count on you to be my sovereign right.
Me?
Of course. Who else would I choose?
Honorable Armgard?
Surfaces, no. You're the obvious choice. Someone disinclined to try to take over like the Honorable Armgard.
And you chose me over the professor? I didn't know him well, but I knew that he and you were very close.
I considered him, but after consideration, I knew you were the right choice. Now, will you accept, or are you going to try to find someone else to take the position?
Yes! Yes, I accept! Of course I accept you! I mean,
Calm down, Sovereign Wright. I've never seen you so excited.
Well, I never expected to be given the true honor of being appointed Sovereign Wright.
Do you remember when Nicholas and I debated at your session those few years back?
About the pay of the inactives versus the inactives.
Impressive memory you have.
Yeah, I didn't become Calhoun Auditor for being stupid.
Oh, I couldn't imagine.
Oh, Sovereign Wright.
Yeah, try it on for size. Before too long, I'm sure you'll wish someone else had the title.
Oh, no, sir. I saw how you held the role quite superbly, I might add.
They what?
So, Leona, I would actually... Can you imagine, like slapping him on the shoulder, like this...
Obviously. Like, playful... Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to be a spoil sport. Mm-hmm. So if I could get that one more time, and that's all I would be. And if you need to actually slap him, just right
please,
in the face.
Just right here. Maybe help.
It's too far for me to reach, but you're right there.
Okay. You don't have to be a spoiled sport, you know. I knocked him out.
He's unconscious.
No, we're all good. No,
sorry.
Good. No, I was literally going to pretend like she hurt me so badly, and I just pulled this into my nose. So, all right, cool. All right, I'm. Everything's great.
Stressing out. With people in there.
All right, cool. Maybe you should do that again.
I'll do it again.
Maybe.
Should be.
I think you'll get the playful in there. Yeah. Okay. Quiet on set.
Now you're going to hear Tom Harrison, who played the professor.
I really do appreciate you making time to see me whenever I call on you.
Of course. I'd like to think you and I have grown quite close these last few years.
For sure.
Listen. And I mean this to my very core. You are a very influential person in today's society. Influential. Like nobody but the few of you in the Chiesa has been in centuries. I'm not so certain you do. People trust you. I'd hate to see the influence like that either squandered or used to gain what you shouldn't have. Your friend Nicholas has become so engulfed by power that I'm not so sure he's capable of humility anymore. That's partially my point. You're a smart man, Ares. You're a smart man, Ares. You truly are. Nicholas is too. But you haven't given me the impression that you care too much for power.
I know.
And that's good. Keep it that way. Power becomes like a cancer that eats you from the inside out. Once you have it, it spreads, and eventually it grows and grows. Eventually, it kills you. Try to convince Nicholas of the same. He's shown a disdain for me, and I think it's at the hands of Governor Ermgard that he's been poisoned against me.
She does not care much for you.
Nor I for her.
Swallow.
It's going to be a pretty raunchy day.
Quick, fun fact. Each minute of final audio took about an hour of production.
Do you go by max ever?
I like the full thing.
Max.
Sorry, I know it's annoying.
No worries.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
I wanted to make sure that I'm actually like
Yeah, sorry about that. I called you Max earlier. Oh, no, thanks for letting me know.
You didn't know.
Dick.
You're good.
I know.
I hate both of you.
I'm an asshole.
I'm hiding in my closet.
I'm an asshole.
I'm getting back in here for the first time in 10 years.
Next, we have Rebecca Boyce, who voiced Irmgard.
I would like to bring this all into some perspective, so we're on the same page, and you know precisely what to expect.
If I may.
Sure.
There are about 700,000 followers in the... How do we say that word?
Chiesa,
sorry. Chiesa, okay, sorry. I'll start that line over. There are about 700,000 followers in the Chiesa. You lead the 700,000 members, and they seem to eat every word you feed them. They abandoned their livelihoods to follow a truth, and some were forcefully removed from their homes. You don't want to make sweeping proclamations without fully understanding every possible positive and adverse reaction. You were the right hand to the late First Father, advising even in the most difficult times, being often ignored. You took on the role as the bad guy to First Father when you two disagreed. Am I on the right path?
I couldn't have summarized the role any better myself. Obviously, there's plenty of nuance to it, but for a summary, I think you hit the nail on the head.
I have measured every step you've taken, and the First Father, Founders, keep him. I know I had a prominent position in among the governors as Calhoun auditor. I knew I had left my future for governorship when I joined the Chiesa, but there were so many unanswered questions that Calhoun simply left unanswered for me. I found truth and happiness in the Chiesa. That's why I'm here. I'm sorry. I know you weren't wanting me to ramble on about my dreams and... Thank you, First Father.
No. What did I say? Aries.
Of course. Thank you. I grew up always knowing there was something not quite right. I knew I had to grow up to be someone special so I could figure it out, and then hopefully other little girls would grow up knowing what I didn't.
Dude. Oh, I took your line. Sorry.
Dude. Yeah.
All right. Sorry.
Quick fun fact, most uncredited voices were mine, unless they were in a crowd.
Oh, by the way, it's Chiesa.
Oh, that's good to know.
So, Chiesa.
Chiesa.
Okay.
All right. Good to know. Thank you.
You? Because of what? A failed attempt at resurrect... Oh my god. I've hit my limit. It's 7, god damn it. All right, I got this. All right, it's happening. All right.
Destiny Patterson is the next voice, and she was Leona.
But there's that. It isn't about slavery.
Then what?
It's about trust. It's about the union between you and me.
Do you not trust me? What's there not to trust in me for? Are you trying to ensure that I won't have sex with other people? Is that it? Do you want to marry me just so that I'll strictly have sex with you? Would you do the same for me? There's no way in hell you'd limit your physical relations to only me. There's no way in hell I'd do the same for you. Nothing about marriage seems good for me. For the life of me, I can't imagine why you'd ever consider it yourself, knowing you.
Leon, please.
Please? Oh, you're going to grovel now? Is this from the MA? Did they tell you to marry me?
How? I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm not an idiot, Nicholas. I believe in the Chiesa. I believe in the Chiesa. I believe you gave hope despite everything the Chiesa has gone through in recent months. But I think it's a good thing. But I'm losing faith in the Chiesa's leader.
The Chiesa is nothing without its leader, Leon.
So you say. I think it would be best if I just take my leave. Talking to you has helped no one, except to help clarify some things.
What do you mean, take your leave?
I won't be one of your girlfriends anymore. There are plenty of women who would be more than happy than to take the position as the First Father's slave girl.
I don't think you understand. If you leave, so does your title.
I never give a shit about being called the Duchess. It means nothing. If you want to publicize our breakup, be my guest. I sure as fuck won't tell anyone. Goodbye, Nicholas.
Oh.
Nice.
What is going on?
All right. We're doing winning. Great. This is what happened. All right. If you two go showing this to every Tom, Dick, and Jane as a show and tell
Hi, Johnny.
Quick fun fact, Universe 25 was an actual experiment done in the 1960s to the 1970s.
We each have attended the university, and all hold the curriculum. We each have attended the university, and all hold many... Ah, I'm skipping lines.
I'll get a bigger one here. Okay, my bad. Sorry, this brought me more.
The distinct voice of Danny Schuster as Nicholas, you'll notice he did both voices since he recorded it on his own due to certain restrictions.
Ares, I'm so sorry. They had no right. I know. I was the one they were coming for. Not Leona. Yes, but they had no reason to come for you either, did they? The... Nicholas was complacent. I don't think I'm following. He watched while the Modest Assembly made all the decisions. He took credit for everything, but he wasn't in charge. I don't see the connection. He was my best friend. I know. No, you don't. He was my best friend who was leading the Chiesa into certain ruin. He was a puppet, yes, but everyone saw him as the lead. Ares, I will follow you anywhere you lead me, but... Are the governors right? I did it. I had my best friend killed for the Chiesa. I never wanted to be First Father. I never wanted to be in charge. I only ever wanted to live in my flat. He was quiet. I wanted everyone to know the truth about Calhoun. I never wanted this. This. Oh, Ares. What have we done? I don't know. I loved Nicholas. I love Leona. I killed them both. No. Nicholas lives on. The governors killed Leona. The Chiesa is stronger now. Everyone worshipped them. First Father and the Duchess were lost, but they won't be forgotten. We are under attack, and they will give the Chiesa the strength they need to keep prosperity.
Yeah, sound great.
You sound great.
Universe 25 was an independent production done entirely by myself and voice actors and some audio production assistants and a ton of other help, but every single person did this entirely for free. That's why your patronage is especially helpful, is because we can now have the opportunity to compensate people who did assist with no expectation of getting paid.
Destiny, you have history in theater, don't you?
I do.
Yep, that's obvious.
Is it? Is that a bad thing or a good thing?
No, it's a good thing. You better talk.
Yes. Also, I like that Adeline is known as Titus when I talk to Adeline.
Oh,
so,
damn it.
So should I?
Nope, we're changing that.
All right, so that should be Adeline. Okay.
Precautiously preparing an army in direct opposition to your
Peter
own.
Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers.
Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers.
Excellent.
And finally, Maximilian Koger, who voiced Ares.
Okay, I'm ready whenever you are.
All right. Ares, I'm so sorry.
They had no right.
I know.
I was the one they were coming for, not Leona.
Yes, but they had no reason to come for you either, did they?
Nicholas was complacent.
I don't think I'm following.
He watched while the Modest Assembly make all the decisions. He took credit for everything, but he wasn't in charge.
I don't see the connection.
He was my best friend.
I know.
No. You don't. He was my best friend, yes, but he was also leading the Chiesa into utter ruin. He was a puppet, yes, but everyone saw him as the lead.
Ares, I will follow you anywhere you lead me, but Did you... Are the governors right?
I did it. I had my best friend killed for the Chiesa. I never wanted to be First Father. I never wanted to be in charge. I only ever wanted to live in my flat. It was quiet. I wanted everyone to know the truth about Calhoun. I never wanted this.
Oh, Ares, what have we done?
I don't know. I loved Nicholas. I loved Leona. I killed them both.
All right, when can you start?
Yay.
I'm sorry, okay? Look.
Who's the dick?
You're not planning on moving anywhere, are you, with the next year?
Yes.
But that is okay. If you were to need me to like come back for something like that, like I have some friends that are still gonna be living here at that point, and I can just coincide it with a trip to visit them, and yeah, I can come finish or come do the next season if we get that far.
Maybe a little.
I haven't seen you like this since. What's going on?
I'm gay.
I had to. I'm sorry.
And that's it. Tune in for season 2.
That's gonna be perfect for your bloopers. Okay, I'm so sorry. Let's do it one more time.
Oh, I gotta bounce.
Now what?